Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
This morning I want to teach you on the framework of abundance. The framework. The framework of abundance. The framework of abundance. No builder builds a house without first drawing the framework. You make calculations. The weight of the beams, the size of this, the quantity of this. What is the framework of abundance? Amen. I said amen. Now let's turn our Bibles together, please. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3:20. Amen. Amen. If you're there, say amen. Quite a popular scripture, but I want us to read together. Amen. We're going to read after the count of three. One, two, three, go. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Can we please read that again together? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. Are you seeing that now? So, the revelation in this scripture is that God can do beyond your imaginations. Your imagination is not a cap to God's operation. Do you get what I'm saying? It can wow you. It can blow your mind. It can do what you have not captured in your thinking. It is not 100% true that your life plus God's ability is limited to your thought. This scripture justifies that. That God can do exceeding abundantly above all that you may even ask. Meaning that there are times you are saying, you know what, I will just settle for this. And the reason why you are saying, let me just settle for this, is because you have not seen something beyond that that God is able to do. Or that he even has in stock for you. I remember while we were on campus, one of my friends wrote an exam. And I was not happy about his result. And I said to him, you should actually request for your papers. This should not be your result. He looked at me and he said, Pastor, I know my ability. This is it. Let me just... I was sad. I shared the story of another girl who went to serve, were posted to a college of health. I don't even know why I was posted, but that was where I was posted to. So I was asked and I saw the payment there. So I went there to the office, the provost with this girl, and they were asking for the courses we could lecture on. And I took paper and I listed mine, and I saw this girl beside me was on her knees and was crying. I mean, she said she studied biochemistry. She was crying, so I was confused. What was happening to you? And then she began to beg the man and say, please help me. Anything you, let me, I don't mind being a cleaner here and all that, but I cannot lecture. He said, because I managed to graduate in school. What nonsense. Oh my God, what is this? This is bad market. I just begged the man. I said, please, I will not be able to work. Can you please just reject me? I beg you in the name of God. Just let me go. Now that's how some believers think. Sometimes what has formed a framework of limitations in your mind is your environment. The kind of possibilities mirrored in the environment. The fact that nobody has risen beyond certain things. Maybe the one you said really rose in your family only bought a car and was able to build one house, was able to put things together at 55. Then you said, if I can at least build mine at, I'm in my 30s. I've tried. I heard a sitting governor say that in his family, nobody ever passed 70. He said, nobody reached 70. Nobody has reached 70. He said, if he can reach 70, he has tried. He said it with his mouth. And he died after his 70th birthday. I won't mention the state. That was as far as he could see. Are you following what I'm saying here? And sometimes you do not know that you are actually not trusting God for certain things again. Because certain things have formed framework of limitations on your mind. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you may think or what or ask. God can do beyond your imaginations. So I want to list out a few things. What are the frameworks of abundance? Or how does abundance really work? What are the things that needs to be in place for a man to walk in abundance? Now look at this. Let's please turn our Bibles, 3 John verse 2. It's a popular scripture, but let's read it. 3 John, please. Verse 2. Now, please look at it. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what? Health, even as your soul prospers. Let me read in different translations here, or from different translations. Just a moment, please. Now look at it. Amplify says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, that your body may keep well, even as your soul keeps well and prospers. Look at what CB translation says. That's Contemporary English Bible. It says, Dear friend, I'm praying that all is well with you and that you enjoy good health in the same way that you prosper spiritually. Let me read one more translation, then I... Look at what NIV says. I love this. He said, Dear friend, I pray that you enjoy good health and all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. What this means is that you cannot separate the prosperity a man experiences in his physical experience. You cannot separate it from the prosperity of his soul. Real prosperity is what comes as your soul prospers. And that's why when the devil wants to bring you into falsehood, one of the things he lures you to do is to sell your soul. And let me explain that. Yesterday, I'm going to have sessions about this today. This week. I'm going to have YouTube live sessions. You'll get the notification about this. I saw the video, please look up, of a mother that went to her 11 years old son's school in California, if I'm correct, and went to their library and began to inspect the books in the library. Some books were, I think one of the books was titled Red, a book that was teaching young boys that they may be in the wrong body. That is, it is possible you are not a boy, you are a girl, you are just in the body of a boy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another book was, teaching them about sex with picture and descriptions. I cannot go into describing the things there. Showing boys and boys with sexual relationship, graphically illustrated. Sold in their schools. And that, my friend, we're having a conversation. We have a few of us that have a group and we're talking. We're having a group conversation. And he's having his PhD in Texas. And he said to me, if you want to make millions of dollars now, run a project that supports LGBT. You say you are into tech and then you are trying to build something. In fact, he mentioned someone that started a campaign, was going to build something for going to a research for certain people, homosexuals, and show certain things. Just by putting that out, they raised fund of over $20 million for him. Any form of material resources you bargain and settle for that pushes God out of the equation is a way to sell your soul. Or pushes the agenda of God out of the equation. Yes, the money may come, but the man will not remain the same. The real substance of prosperity, the real wealth, is not actually the papers you hold in your pocket. The real wealth is as your soul prospers. Do you get what I'm saying? That's where, and the devil understands that that's where the real wealth, and that's why he can bargain to give you anything in this world, just so you can exchange your soul. And the Bible says that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and do what? Lose his soul. Meaning that the soul of a man is more valuable than the whole world put together. It's more valuable in quality. So that we have people that this is someone saying compromise this standard. And we're going to give you this money. You are going to see, it is one thing to enter an environment and share testimonies. And you know, church everywhere, people will clap. Wow, see what God has done. But you know, you may be accrediting to God what the devil did. Yes. And we come in church and say, I want to thank God. I was trusting God for money and God was able to give me. Actually, who gave you? Is it God or sugar daddy? Or sugar mommy? Because not just sugar daddy now, there are sugar mommies too. Do you get what I'm saying? That as favor is like that, looking tall, beard, oh my God. Go to Metama, they will pay you. And you come to church and say, I want to bless God. God raised an helper for me. And by the grace of God, I want to sow a seed of 20 million to the church. Blah, 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 blah. God does not accept such seed. Because God himself cannot be stranded. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it again. Real wealth, real prosperity comes as my soul prospers. Let me explain that. Because, I mean, this is one area we have downplayed. And if you understand the prosperity of the soul, you will not joke with your spiritual life. It is one of it, in fact, it is the first thing the devil attacks. What the devil likes to do is to get you to function at a level where your mind, the framework of social media, particularly when you are not someone who has defense with the word enough. You know, the devil can program your mind in a way that you see a certain sickness. Every time you open media, it's programming you. Anytime you open media, you just see, this is somebody with breast of the lump, lump of the breast or something, cancer of the breast. You open again, lymph nodes, cancer. You open again, cancer of the breast. Everywhere. But there are no established scriptures on walking in divine health to come against that edifice that the devil is building in your mind. It is just a matter of time. Something will start like pimples and then it's going into that. Because there's no framework. Are you following what I'm saying? There are channels that what they specialize in is showing you bad news. Breaking news. Somebody was driving, a trailer crushed their head. Breaking news. And I've shown to you that both faith and fear are product of information. Are you following what I'm saying? Both faith and fear, they both come through hearing. If you hear about kidnapping, every time, do you know they are kidnapping? Hey, you can't travel the north. They are carrying people. Hey, kidnapping. They just kidnap. You are the one that they kidnap the neighbor. They kidnap the neighbor's uncle. Everybody tells you who they have kidnapped. The devil is building something. One day, kidnappers will want to come out. And the fear you have, like aroma, will quicken them to be out at the time you are out. And the equation will be balanced. Do you get what I'm saying? And that was what happened to Job. He said, what I feared greatly has what? Finally come. So there is something about the word of God forming the framework Not somebody just saying because somebody has said, I can't be sick, I can't be sick. No. It is not the Jesus whom Paul preached. It is the Jesus that I've encountered. Because the word says this, and I've spent time with it. The Holy Ghost has brooded over it again. By his stripes I've been healed. Not I will be healed. I have been healed. He has blessed my food and my water. And he has taken sickness away from the midst of me. Do you know what happens? Let me tell you what happens. The moment your soul is not renewed, when something starts that look like what you have seen repeatedly, it is with your mouth you will say, this is it, and it will become. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? One of my daughters, and by the grace of God, we've had several cases of this. I mean, the recent one was one of my daughters that was crying to me on phone, and then said she had a growth in the throat. She went to the doctor, and they were saying it was cancer of this. I said to her, point blank, young lady, when you came to say be my spiritual father, God showed me. I saw myself officiating your wedding. God showed me. And I don't officiate wedding for dead people. You don't have cancer, and you can't have cancer. Don't call my number again. Go back and verify by all means. That was it. She went to her own test. No more cancer. It's not. Now, see, the point where I was coming from is not a point of, what do we now do? If you do that, you've sealed it. If you don't have faith, well, my faith is enough. It's enough. My wife brought somebody to my office in Ibadan. The girl was crying, brought some papers, and then said she went to do some tests. They say it's ovarian cancer or what? Ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer. If you look at that girl that day, you will see death. If you saw that girl, you are seeing death. She was gone. I said, and if you know me, I said, what's all this nonsense? Tell her, get out of my office. Get out. Get out. Get out of my office. You don't have cancer. Get out of here. You don't have cancer. Leave. Thank God she was not offended. Offended and said, look at this man. She went with that word. I called my wife. I said, I'm not sure she understood. Tell her, she doesn't have cancer. Go and check again. She went to check. Cancer gone. She understand what I'm saying? This is how much I'm aware of the efficacy of the word. Let me share another one with you. I used to have my mentor is late now. And the condition was a very painful one. Actually, he died of cancer. You know, and sometimes the fact that people you respect are victims of certain things doesn't mean you are programmed for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is their experience. Choose yours in the word. Oh, no. Do you understand? So there's this one of my daughters now that both of us were mentees under that my mentor. And at some point she began to notice similar growth, and called me and was crying and said this. I recommended the scans she should go for, and he brought the result, cancer. They wrote the form of cancer there. She was crying this. I mean, okay, now we have seen what do we do now? I said, well, you can go for the necessary treatment that is available within the circumference of medicine, because I was seeing her faith. I said, but I can pray for you. I said, see, you know what, just go and get yourself treated. I will recommend to so and so person. I will call a doctor and all that. After a while, she came to see me in office for something different. I called her. I said, but you know, this thing can live. She said, I know. I said, but on one condition. She said, what, sir? I said, all the test results and the drugs you've been given, we'll tear them, we'll throw them away. If you die, you die. Papa, you know, she doesn't want to say, I'm sorry. She says, Papa, you know that kind of Papa, and he's leaving the answer. And after some days, she came, said, I'm ready. She said, give me the result. Me, I tore it. I said, so if anything happens to you, they will arrest me. Do you understand? So I tore everything and said, go. Let's give God 7 days. this thing is gone. Day one, still fresh, still there. Day two, still fresh, there. To day six. Now, I love this story because this is a story of our own faith. The night of day six, she looked at herself in the mirror. I have another of my daughter who is a nurse in Lagos. She was the one helping her to examine her body. She looked at herself in the mirror and said, "This thing is still there." She said, "Oh God, I know. The word of your servant doesn't fall to the ground. I curse you. I rebuke you. This. And she went to sleep. She woke back the following morning. She had forgotten. She just noticed that she was doing the things she couldn't do. Carrying bucket, doing everything. She just said, "What was happening? Let me check the mirror." Her body was back like the body of a newborn baby. See, to attest that this one is a miracle, he took it out overnight. Do you know that as beautiful as all the things I've shared is, they are demonstration of the anointing. But the real one about my own soul, see, that one can cure people, but I can also be in trouble. Do you get what I'm saying? So let me share my own experience. 2018, I came down with a sickness. And I was hospitalized. How many hospitals? From one hospital to another. I was placed on oxygen. And the doctor would look at me and said, "When I look at your vitals," said, "you are sick. But when I look at you, you look fine." Because I was still marking assignments and doing stuff. See what I'm saying? People would come out gist with them and all that. But in my body, I knew something was here, right? And then I did many things, ECG, chest x-ray, echo. I said, "Oh my God," ran different tests. Say, "Do your chest like this." I couldn't breathe. I'm telling you my own story. The doctor said, "And actually, so you had sepsis, but now we see that your chest is clouded and all that. It looks like you are having asthma and then this. Say, so you have to be on salbutamol. You have to be on this." I was going to see a chest consultant every Wednesday. I will pack. More like I was packing CV. I'll pack all those stuffs and go to the hospital and wait on the queue. Some people see me and say, "Pastor, say, yeah, it's not your turn yet. When is your turn?" I've not shared the story of how I got discharged from those. That's another story entirely. But one day I was in my house. And while studying, it occurred to me, this man is a doctor, not Jesus. The drugs I was giving was practical. That was what they were used to sustain my life. So I pack out the drugs. All the drugs. Put them on the ground. And match. And tore everything. I said, "I'm not going to see any doctor again. Anything that will happen, let it happen. I'm done." Till today, I've never had any cause to go see a doctor. Do you get what I'm saying? There is a power that is at work in you. You must allow the word of God dwell within you richly. Your experience will depend on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have called for, I think we examined our expenditure within the framework of a year. And we saw that we have spent well over 100 million. How much? Say, "You're pastoring students. You're pastoring young people. Where is the money coming from?" The prosperity of my soul. I just know I cannot be stranded. The work of God cannot be on hold. I have another project in this city by end of next month. 25 million. Say, where will the money come from? Did I ask you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Did I ask you? Do you understand? Yes, this thing can't run dry. As long as where it is coming from can't run dry. If that is not a consciousness, you will struggle like men. And you will sell your soul to get peanut. Peanut, 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 peanut. I've said this again now. I've never seen anybody that went to do money ritual and get billions and be enter Forbes through money ritual. Money ritual, I know the kind people enter Forbes. That village list. Chai! That devil is so limited. I want you to say it again with boldness. I can never be stranded. See, look at the way you are talking. Say it again with boldness. Say it again with boldness. Never. I'm telling you. I have entered into places to prize what I don't have cobble for. And if you know me, I say, hello, come, how are you doing? Who is in charge? All right? Yeah. How much do you sell per acre? I'm interested. I'm looking forward to building a supermarket. A cobble I don't have. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. You cannot be broke and lack courage at the same time. What's your problem? Can't. Have something. Amen. I said amen. Yeah. Have something. Praise God. Yeah. Can't be stranded. It's a consciousness. I said it's a consciousness. Yeah. It's a consciousness. I'm still between two figs with God. Whether we'll buy the land beside here or the one at the junction. I've been. See, that is how it is. Don't say, and when do you get to Abuja? You're already praying. Shh, make sure no. Shh, shh, shh. You are the one who wants to do it the way you want to do it. Allow those who have more faith show you how it is done. Allow them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling you, I can't be stranded. Say it again, I'm aware. I'm conscious of the fact that I can't be stranded. Nothing suffered me in this life. I think two things has really wicked me in this life. First was hunger. You know this thing they call hunger? Not fasting, hunger. Ebi. In Igbo they call agu. It's agu na agum. Ebi. Hunger. I don't eat onions, no matter who I've cooked. But in the day hunger showed up, onions became sweet in my mouth. So if my wife is hearing now that there was a point onions became sweet. Do you know what I'm saying? We will cut, we'll soak garri and cut pawpaw. We'll soak garri and then slice onions and then put pepper and then put salt and stir it and say it's sweet. Onka. Eh. What? Onka. Another thing that suffered me in this life was relationship. It was like the devil waited and said, you will suffer. And I suffered. Some of them, because I was stubborn, don't think it was God. So you don't go and start. Don't give yourself suffering that God is not. You know what I'm saying? I was a very stubborn person. After a time, I called a sister and I said, I like you, this. As I was talking to her, I knew it's not God. I knew I would regret it. But I said, I will finish what I started. You are talking as you are saying, the Holy Spirit is convicting, saying, you know, you are on your own. I said, I've started. I will finish. As I finished, the sister, she said yes immediately. Right there and then. Yes. It was a BID matter. You know what BID? It was dead on arrival. God was saying, I said, Lord, you not upset, yes. You not upset, yes. She even said, let's kneel down and pray. God was telling me like this, you know. So you get what I'm saying? That's why I'm anointed for boys. You have issue. Come, don't worry. From the comfort I've received, I will comfort you. And then, if someone like me can marry right, anybody can marry right. I'm telling you. But I never stop saying something. The day you ever see me get married, no, I've married the will of God. In the midst of chaos, do you know what it means? There was a sister I asked out. My friend looked at her once. And say, this girl is a girl, you know. Say, she's pretending. So that's the kind of situation I was entering. Yeah. She, fortunately for us, she picked one phone call and was giving somebody shabby on phone.
how are you doing, sir? So good to see you. Kalima Haida Kabenishi. What is this? Church, go don't scatter. You go do something, you go call. Pastor wife go stand you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me keep quiet. I don't know who is watching online. We're just going to cut this clip. I go and send it. I say, Apostle, we heard what you said. Which of the sisters? You know, that was not my case. Which of the sisters? But when words go forth, when cases don't look like it, the words will mold your condition. I'm telling you, no matter how bad it is, don't let it be bad enough that you stop speaking. Let me say this to you. What forms the framework of your mind are your thoughts. And the raw material for your thoughts are your words. Do you understand what I'm saying? The raw material for your thoughts are your what? Words. So words create thoughts. So you must intentionally, and no matter how bad it is, don't stop talking. Don't stop talking. Keep saying it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it till it becomes your consciousness. Let me say this to you. Let me give you a cheat code. Most times, and I've said this before, when I announce project, the first time I'm announcing, even me, I don't believe. But I will say it so much so that you can't spend 5 minutes with me without me saying it. That it is now impossible for me to doubt. So you think when God said, I'm going to give you a city in this city, I was still looking for a house when God said it. They think it was just simple. Oh yes, it's done. No, I have to repeat what God has said as a testimony. This is what God said to me now. He said he's going to give you a city in this city. I called my wife. This is what God said. He's going to give us a city in this city. You know what I'm saying? I called the church. This is what God said. He stayed. That's how we call the things that be not. So they were. You don't talk them, you call them. Because sometimes you are talking them. That do you know that God is going to? No, no. He is giving me. Do you get what I'm saying? You are calling them. And when you are calling someone, you are saying, come closer. You are saying, I refuse for that word to be delayed. It is a now word. I remember seeing myself in a vision, called upon to lead a prayer session at United Nations meeting. And I was so excited about it. And I told the people, this is what God showed me, it's going to happen. And over time, I noticed I lost my peace. And God said to me, said, son, do you know you have programmed yourself to die young? I said, God, that's not the covenant we have. He said, because you have made that vision your ultimate. He said, it is not something I intend to do in a long while. If you, listen, if you say this is your biggest dream in life, be careful that you are not assuming that that dream is supposed to be something far away. Some things you think are far near. And when God brings them closer and you do them, what else are you doing here? You must speak and keep speaking. You must see and keep seeing. Do you get what I'm saying? That's how we walk in it. I mean, the Israelites were crying in the wilderness. You have brought us this wilderness. No meat. This Moses said, even if we kill all the meat in this wilderness, so will it suffice? Say, we were in Egypt. We had meat, we had garlics, we had cucumbers, we had this. God said to Moses, go and tell them. By this time tomorrow, I will feed. You know, if you read that scripture, you will see God was hungry at their unbelief. They will eat meat so much, it will come out of their nostrils. Did God go out to hunt? Did God go out to start chasing animals? What happened? East wind from the Lord blew and gathered quails. Meaning that birds were trying to fly to the north. The wind was saying, go to the west. Do you understand that? Don't hear it. The wind blow it. We hear the sound thereof. We know it not where a little where it's going. So it's everyone that has born of the Spirit. The wind of the Holy Ghost is able to bring resources and bring it to your camp. Somebody wants to go and invest somewhere and they can't tell why there's a nudge. Say, do you understand what I'm saying? Go online. Listen to this. I've been blessed with millions of naira because someone was just receiving a push. Go on YouTube. And they went on YouTube. And sometimes even watch a random video. Then my own pops up. Then they watch and say, who is this man? go online, research, call some numbers and say, can I sow a seed? I've received millions. My wife can testify to that. Sometimes I receive a lot and I'm saying, I won't touch this money. See, by the time government will come and say, it's not like I don't have expectation, but this. Wind! You must understand that the one who provides is not limited. Listen to this. Don't just be involved in business as a blind person. Understand that there are spiritual forces that, see, you are the one who have a plan that when God bless you, you are going to do this for his house. Do you know how big that plan is? Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be committed to this. The devil does not want for resources to be used for any good thing. He will fight it. So plus your skill, add warfare. Do you understand what I'm saying? Plus your skill, add what? Warfare prayers. I ask that the wind of the spirit goes out. We dispel dark clouds that hinder flow of finance and resource my direction. I speak right now that everyone that should see what I'm doing, they begin to see them. I activate light. That is how we pray. You can't just sit down and say somebody promised it didn't work. And now I promise it didn't work. No. Engage prayers. Rakopalai kaben de kredish. Ikombre kidakaya. Now it is done. Listen to this. I listened to the confession. Not confession, sorry. The statement of the general manager of Epis. And he said something that touched my heart. He said, they have an hotel that they give our people rent the hotel and then book the hotel. He said, but there are rooms in the hotel that nobody rents or nobody books. He said, because there are people who are employed there to pray 24/7. It takes a very young and naive believers to say, are these people praying? Are this one praying? How come God is blessing? Why are we wasting our time? He said, there are people employed. What's their duty? As the plane is flying in the atmosphere, the hand of God holds it. They understand that beyond the expertise of the pilot, there is a hand that holds all things. Do you understand what I'm saying? They understand that. I have met men like Dr. Cosmos Maduka, crazy prayer warrior, evangelistic billionaire. One day I was at the airport and I just saw him walking randomly, his bag by himself, the kind of shirt he's wearing. You can't attribute 100,000 to this man. This is God man controlling billions. Hey! It begins from the secret place. Having known God, you cannot refuse to start your own from there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Engage it. Oh, I decree and declare what God has brought me for in this city works. So don't you just think that I just come out and I just say it that we are going to do this. No, don't make that mistake. There are roots behind this thing. Prayers at night. Do you understand what I'm saying? Lord, I decree, I wake up in the morning. First, I on my phone, begin to play a message that lift me up. As I'm playing, I'm speaking in tongues. Oh Lord, this is activated for us. By the time the song comes out, I'm out before the song. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't just sit down and think it will work. No! Engage God! There are forces that hate what you represent. How many of you here desire that when God puts resources in your hands, even the house of God will feel it that yes, somebody is blessed? Do you think the devil wants the house of God to feel it? That's why he's fighting you. And you must build thick skin and a very powerful consciousness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? I can tell you a lot about intercessory prayers and different things. Battle over the souls of men. Serious battles. Battle over the soul of a nation. Battle over the soul of a people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And as I'm praying and I see it, I know it's settled. I'm telling you. I know it's settled. Say it loud and clear. I can never be stranded. Come on. No, you look at the way you've said it.
I can never be stranded.
Look at the way you are saying it.
I can never be stranded.
Everything I put my hands upon will work. I can never be stranded. Amen. Be seated for a while. Listen to this. Walk of faith is an invitation to do what God is doing. It's an invitation to partner with God in creating. And how do you create? Let there be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to this. For those of you who are married, hear me twice. For those of you who are not married, hear this as a foundation. One of the ways to have a happy home is to keep painting the picture of what God is saying to your spouse. Do you get what I'm saying? You say it again and again till it becomes what they are seeing. Do you know God is going to do this to us? God told me years back. He said, I'm going to give you a university. And he said, this is the place where the university will be. Every time I pass that plot, acres of land, even when we are driving, I look at, you know that place? I say, this is my school. I am coming back here to build a university here. Something will happen when I'm ready. They will need to sell it. And I'll just be the man who is available to buy. Let me share a story with you. One of the men whose prophetic ministry inspired me is the man Bob Jones. Bob Jones. You need to go and read about Bob Jones. I don't know why people who God's general will not put that man. Bob Jones was not your normal kind of prophet. He went to a store. They just, you know, the way Bob Jones dressed, his trouser, Bob Jones dressed. You can't change, he's not a random guy. Just went to a store and just entered. And just met a man there and said, you this, God is going to give you a plot just near, close, beside the government house, land owned by Baron Strowman, this, and so time, God is going to bring you there and you'll buy it. The man of God looked at, as at that time, the man he was even prophesying to was hungry. Because he could not even afford $10 bill. Do you understand? And somebody is saying, you'll be buying the land just beside the government house. Who says that? He said, and God is going to use you to raise here a team of prophetic worshippers for himself. And he left. And he never saw him again. Years later, he now found out that the man who actually bought the land was, long story, they just called the man. The same man. He didn't even have money when they called him. Now, are you interested in so land beside the government? I said, yes. How much is the land? I can't remember. If it was $100 million for the span of the land, he couldn't afford it. He said, I can't afford it, this. And they asked him, how much can you afford? He said, $1 million. They said, bring it. Force of the spoken word. When I prophesy over you, even if you can't see it, keep it. Do you get what I'm saying? I shared with those in the house that suddenly I saw that we had to pack out of my house because a new property came. I saw it. And the unfortunate thing for the devil was that I said it. The moment the word asked, do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand. Let me show you. Isaiah 55 from verse 10. I love that scripture. It says, as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven, but I mix the head bring forth bud and flourish. That may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return back to me void. It shall prosper in the purpose for which it is sent. Meaning that the moment the rain has come down, you can't say it will not wet the earth. I have spoken over people that were dying and death gave way. And I know that these words are powerful. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? I'm speaking over you. You can't be stranded. Yeah. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Maybe I should take this grace elsewhere. I said again, you cannot be stranded. God is giving you this city. I say again, God is giving you this city. I said, God is giving you this city. For an inheritance, he's giving you this city. Be seated for a while. Amen. So you must let the word of God, what the word says about you, be loud. Be loud.
Real prosperity begins with your soul. Before abundance becomes a material reality, it must become a mental reality. It starts with how you think. I said it starts with what? Before abundance becomes a material reality, it must begin with, as a what? Mental reality. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." We are the reflection of our thinking. We are the reflection of our thoughts. If you want to see what is going on in your thoughts, just look around you. What you see around you is a reflection of the condition of your mind. What you see around you is a reflection of the condition of your mind. Now, let me say this to you. If your soul is experiencing prosperity by the word, and you don't have physical proof to show, sooner or later you will catch up. Sometimes the framework of what God has done in your soul is deeper than your experience. In all of those cases, those men catch up. They caught up. You will catch up. Just see, allow the building take place systematically. See what I'm saying? Bishop Oyedepo said he read the book of Gloria Copeland and he shouted, "I can never be poor." It's Lambano. Of the world we have seen, we have heard, that we have looked upon, that we have handled with our hands. The day you come to handle it in different areas, "I can't die young," you handle. In the face of God, you know, no. At the face of according to what is written in the script, no, not today. I didn't die like this. I finished well. It's a consciousness. And that consciousness is more powerful than guns. I have seen death face to face on many occasions. And I'm telling you, the word is more powerful. I shared with you during the morning prayer how cultists came to attack me in church and drag me out of church. It's not, I'm just very gentle. I used to be I disrupt systems. And God has said, go back to that disruptive. You know what I'm saying? You go to a place and you hear the occultic men start dying one by one. Very, very strange covenant. I'm telling you. Things will shake in this city. One of the things I enjoy is to see witches confess. I've seen several. Went to minister in a church. Everybody in the choir. That church. Very, very strange place. As I began to preach, the pastor's wife was the first person. She ran towards me and dived her head inside the pulpit. Pastor's wife flew and broke the pulpit. I was manifesting in a strange way. Before my eyes, the pastor's four daughters were in the choir. And all the choir members, they got up like some zombies. A force was upon them. And they began to use their fingers. I'm telling you what I saw. They were using their fingers to scratch the wall. Fingers were peeling out and blood coming out. Manifesting and witchcraft flying out. This gospel is not just in words, it's with power. Do you get what I'm saying? If you are powerless, you will be taken out. Pew, like that. It's with what? Power. Somebody is thinking, we think this fellow has money, let's kidnap him. While they are yet thinking it, the fellow is just screaming, "Yeah, fire, fire, fire." A step to places in another country. Fire is evil. We were given a forbidden land in Ghana. Forbidden land. A land where they do ritual, where they kill people and all those things. Forbidden land. Even those who give, they go one step there. People will come out at night and see different forms of creatures and say, "I'm screaming, this time don't scream." I said, from today, my prayer time is 1 a.m. Get up alone, 1 a.m. Walk around those lands, those portion of lands. Oh, rakata, gada, 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 gada. I'll do that till 4. I'll go back to bed. A time came, people will come outside by themselves and start praying. The atmosphere became purified. Do you get what I'm saying? After that place, about 2,600 plus people gave their life to Christ in one night. The abbalists of the village wanted to attack me. I went to do something with my friend.
And we sat down under a tree. We're talking. Went to meet a Nigerian woman, was the one who was. I swear I sat down. I didn't know that what was beside me. I thought it was a tree, a branch of a tree. I didn't know it was a snake. For more than 15 minutes we've been seated, it was a snake. Just beside my leg. It lifted the head and stayed there like that. That's how it was. Then he killed the snake. It was already dead. Just lifted the head. God made a covenant with me. He said, till you see me in glory, no snake will strike you. It's a covenant. Because I used to fear snake. It was not like I prayed there. God just said, forget about that one. Till you see me, no snake. It dried. That man, the following day, I was in my room. In the afternoon, around 2:30, I just heard thunder. No rain, nothing. What happened? He was dead. Listen to this. God will prosper you and you'll still be powerful. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, a kind of wealthy man who gyms in tongues. Rakwa tabalakai, evileto, steflikebaya, ash. One of the things I know God is going to do in this city is that he will empower his sons to buy strategic lands, cover it, and use them as gardens for prayers and for worship meetings. I've seen it. Strategic properties in the heart of the land. Nigeria will be purified. Do you believe? I'm telling you, it's coming. I said it's coming. I said it's coming. I said it's coming. Yeah. When the word goes out, it doesn't return back the same. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. He said, if your soul is prospering and things have not changed in the physical, don't be disturbed. You will catch up. If you have a soul that is poor with the word and you seem to be excelling in the physical, with time you will dry up. Because you will not be able to survive attacks from the pit of hell. Now, let me say this to you. And this is a very important point I wrote here. Anything you have that is countable is not true wealth. Write it down. Anything that is countable is not true wealth. Money, clothes, houses, lands is not true wealth. They are coming from somewhere. See, the idea is that the visible must come from the invisible. The visible is the resource. The invisible is the source. Are you following what I'm saying here? So sometimes God urges you to do something about the resource, to check if you recognize the source. To check if you know him as the one who provides. When he said, Abraham, go and kill Isaac, he was checking if Abraham recognized God, Isaac, as the source or a resource. Now let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 23, that's in 23 verse 5. Say, will Proverbs 23, 5. Will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly can make themselves wings and fly away as eagle towards heaven. And there are people who had been rich at some point and spoke like God. Look at that man, the rich fool. He said, my soul, eat now, rejoice. But says this, and this, eat in plenty. And God said, you are a fool. You don't count wealth outside me. He said, this day your soul shall be required from you. And that was it. He is a fool. You will not be a fool in the name of Jesus. I said you will not be a fool in the name of Jesus. Let me tie it up here. The moment you observe that your chief concern is about what you have, not finishing, you don't know God. That when once money comes to your account, just get 2 million naira alert. Ah, 2 million. So you have to give tithe, 200,000. Ah, if I give 200,000 now, 1.8 million. Hey. That's poverty mentality. Because where you're operating from, it's going towards decline. It is not a perpetual continuum. That's your consciousness. And the devil has so made it that now we have become woke with it. That we even try to fight tithe theologically. And try to bring some doctrines and say, and you are forgetting that the remaining 90% is yours. And there are some of us who are not at the level of that 10%. Are you aware? And it still doesn't finish. I'm telling you. It still doesn't finish. I'm telling you. It still doesn't finish. And sometimes when I say this, I want to be careful of hasty generalization. So it doesn't look like, you know, you are a pastor. And because you're a pastor, so God blesses you. And all that. I remember there was a time I was supposed to make a flight. I mean, I was there 55 minutes to the flight time. They said you can't check in anymore, blah, blah, blah. Later, the same guy in charge of the check now looked at myself and my friend again and said, hey, I recognize you. Wow, I'm so sorry. I should have done it for you. So I listened to your message. What nonsense is this? So you're a Christian and you did this so you could sell our ticket. No problem. We had to book another flight. 120,000 there just to book another flight and make it for that trip. And while we were there, a family just returned from UK to Nigeria and they were traveling somewhere. I said, wow, so good to see you. This, that. Wow, amazing. You blessed me. This. And sold seed in pounds and dollars. I said, thank God I was delayed. Praise God. That's the level where all things work together for good. I was thanking God for the delay. God let it happen again and again and again. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. I'm telling you. I remember we were going to get married. Bought the wedding gown. I wasn't sure she liked it. She was grateful, but I just wasn't sure she liked it. I said, joy you need to see in the eyes of a bride. I didn't see it. I knew in my mind we're going to change it. So, gave her money and said, let's go and get one of your choice. One day I was in a meeting. I knew that I needed to sow a seed. And the only money I can think of right now is the wedding gown money. I call, I say, please, that money, please quickly send it, quickly. I need to sow a seed right now. I took the money there. I was coming back from the altar. I said, God, you are the one that will help me. Oh God, I receive help in the name of Jesus in this season. No, we will not be stranded. We will not face shame. I don't even know whether she has given the first wedding gown out. Few days to wedding. Father. That same evening, somebody just said, I saw your message on Telegram. Listen to it. Say, wow, I was blessed. Wow, thank you, sir, for blessing me. Please, can I have your account number? Even when I do shakara, I like the question. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, I don't just give up my account number. You know, I don't actually, I have it typed out. I just copy and paste. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, well, I really don't like giving my account number and all that. I'm saying, ask more. Show me you need it. Ask more. Please, sir, let me just have the privilege to sort your life. I'm this. Okay, no problem. Take this. Child! Pastors too, they do shakara. Fellow sent times 5 of the money. Say, God, you don't leave your own to face shame. From today, your consciousness should not be it is finishing. No! Do all your covenant obligation with a revelation. Where it came from, it doesn't run dry there. That doesn't mean you should not know how to manage and invest. Let me explain and give you the balance. If you always sow seed, you don't know how to invest, you'll be broke and be poor, sir. Give in such a way you can remain a giver. Do you know what I'm saying? Plan your life, sir. Okay? Plan your life. Plan your life. Do you know what I'm saying? Plan your life. Have savings. Have investment. This thing that is always leading you, that every time money comes to you, and that's when you give everything. Every time. It may be the spirit of poverty. I'm a pastor. And if I'm telling you this, this is a balance. There's no pastor that does not like people bring money to church. But I hate to see people give in a way they can't remain givers. plan your life. God does not see. It's not like when you give to God, you have wasted it all. But plan, invest, invest in real estate, invest in different things with predictable results. Don't go and do, oh God, I don't send you. Invest well, then save. Then, if you are a married man, you cannot just tell your wife that all that money is not here again. No, she's a virtuous woman, but she will fight you. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring surprise like that. You will talk about it and plan it. And say, actually, all those money we need to, you agree. So that she can adjust her spending, adjust her plan. I'm giving you balance. Because I've seen cases where a woman went to sell a car to a pastor. The husband came back and said, it was without my consent. Go and collect it back. And the woman had to go and meet pastor and say, key, pastor has gone to share testimony. Simple ethics when bringing that seed. Is your husband aware of this? You don't take seed from married people without question. What's your husband's consent on this? You ask. Do you get what I'm saying? If my wife now, if I say, babe, please keep this 2 million, just hold it and all that. I say, can I get 500K from there? And I'm saying, baby, you know, so that meeting we went for, it was powerful. I say, I know. Eventually, God just led me to send all those. For instance, you can't sow seed with your school fees. It's not yours. Somebody sweats to pay the school fees. You understand? You don't sow seed with money that is not yours. Don't borrow money to sow seed. You can't go and borrow money from loan app. You know this loan app now? Demons are learning job where they are. They will send, you know, they sent my spiritual daughter's picture to me. I said, be informed that so-and-so person has HIV/AIDS and she ran from the hospital and just want to inform. When I saw it, I knew that this girl has borrowed money. I called her. I said, where did you borrow money? Papa. I said, I know. Relax. We'll get over this. But they will forward it to family, friends, and enemies. How much? 10,000. And you now went to give tithe inside the money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now I'm giving the balance. I'm giving the what? Balance. Even as church, you don't eat with 10 fingers. So you plan. You what? Sometimes I receive emergency call from people. No matter how bad things are, I always have something for emergency. Receive emergency call. People, so person is down there for emergency payment. No. Never for once have I said I don't have. Never once. Send the account number. A father does not eat with 10 fingers. Send the account number. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Plan your life. But don't have the mentality of it is finishing. Don't have the it will finish mentality. But do what? Plan your life. Praise God. Has someone been blessed this afternoon? Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now let me say this to you. Get up on your feet, but I'm just going to tell you this as a story and all that. Two stories. Alright? Two stories. Well, listen to this. I remember the year that I met my spiritual father. He was speaking words over me. I mean, he called me out one of those services and began to prophesy and pray for me. He said, God is going to bless you with a car. I said, amen. But inside my mind, I said, if this man knows that what I need now is daily bread, you will not pray about car. That is called self-sabotage. God has spoken, I should have believed it. So I didn't get the car until my faith opens up. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you are saying amen to certain things, but your real consciousness is it can't happen. Your real consciousness is that they don't really know my case. If they know, they would not have said this. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not enough to say, man, let there be alignment. I've spent my years investigating the reason why it seems the word is not true in some Christians' lives. And I'm showing you the way out. Everybody said, but I'm in church. He said amen. Did he believe? He may not. And everybody will say, but you know, but no, no. The fact that everybody is saying amen and praying doesn't mean they believe. I want you to call the alignment of your thoughts with the words of your mouth and begin to call things for us. I'm going to give you a minute. Let there be an alignment between your thoughts and the words of your mouth. You have a minute. You have a minute. You have a minute. Let there be an alignment. Call for the things that be not. As though they were. Shuda Nibiti Jesu Benjaba Akbara Shuda Kosio. Where is the power of darkness where Jesus reigns as King? Where is the power of darkness Kosio? Let there be an alignment. Be an alignment. Let there be an alignment. Shake it, Terogo Sifra. Let there be an alignment. Nibiti, where is the power of darkness? Amen. Now lift your hands, everyone. I'm announcing a change of season over your life. I call forth your consciousness to align with the plan of God for your life. That in this season, you see what God is doing and you align with it. I speak forth greatness in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you have been indebted in times past and been in shame and things that looks like it. There is a new level for you. Things are changing in the name of Jesus. Just help her. Things are changing. And by the help and the mercies of God, you come under a new season. Grace! I ask right now that the force that makes prosperity a reality partners with you. Amen. The forces that makes prosperity a reality partners with you. Amen. The forces that makes prosperity, wealth. Listen, salary is not necessarily wealth. And you cannot see it as your source. Hear me well. It doesn't matter the amount. What God wants to give is to daily load you with benefit. It's daily. So don't make what should be daily, monthly. No. I speak it forth right now. You begin to see it and you align in that regard. Grace! From today, when you think, your thoughts are aligned with God's thought. In the name of Jesus. And I decree you are blessed and you are kept. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can we give the Lord a big, big hand? Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.